producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, final statement. We lost our link to Joe Biggs. We're trying to get him back up right now. Vladimir Putin's spy chief dies suddenly at 58, Kremlin reveals. Colonel General Igor Sergin played a key role in the annexation of Crimea and in action by the Russian armed forces in eastern Ukraine, along with Moscow's airstrikes in Syria. And now he's magically died, and that is probably undoubtedly a major shot across the bow of how serious these spy wars are that are just escalating and escalating. Obama's crying fuels speculation it was faked. Really, you think it was fake? Everything comes out of his mouth is faked. Also, we've got the contest that I'm going to be announcing the winners of in the next few days. Top funniest clips about Hillary Clinton are up on Infowars.com. You can see the folks that I think are some of the top entries. Again, they've only got one video in this article. I know there's like six or seven I'm looking at. I haven't judged yet, but I think are the best. And I think when we post this, just a note to everybody, we should post whatever the last big videos are. It's a compilation video. Okay. Oh, so that's what it is. Even better. So you can see the top ones there. I'm just kind of editing live here on air. You kind of get an arrogant, laissez-faire attitude from me, not because I'm arrogant or laissez-faire. I just do this so much that it's just kind of like once you're in a fight, you're just swinging. You're pretty relaxed. Going back to Joe Biggs, I'm told we have. Because my audio's a bit muffled. Okay. Joe, other developments, other things that are unfolding?
Nothing new right now at the time. We just kind of changed our location right here. You can actually kind of see down to the compound. There are quite a few buildings over in that area. We still haven't seen any police show up yet. We still haven't seen any agents. We haven't heard anything yet. So we're going to be standing by trying to get an interview with Ammon Bundy later on this afternoon. And we'll be bringing the updates as soon as we can. So we've got a couple videos already filed. We're just trying to get those uploaded. But the internet signal and the cell phone signal out here is not too good.
I understand. We'll try to interview some of the Hammonds as well, some of the locals. And then just continue to cover what's going on. But I got a feeling that they're just going to leave them out there for weeks and then say, look at the crazies that took over. I'm not saying they're that. I'm reading what the newspapers are saying. We've got some of your reports in HD up on Infowars.com. And so we'll continue to break all this down. Joe, what's the temperature out there?
Oh, it's about 20 degrees, I think. I'm sure that'll drop again tonight as the darkness starts to settle. Like last night, it got down to about, I believe, like 15 or 14 when the snow started coming in. And as you can see, it's kind of snowing here, but it's not that bad. Like over in Burns, right over to my left, or to my right, actually, to your left, it is a blizzard going on. You could barely even see the roads. The cops had a lot of areas blocked off and due to bad traffic, so we're going to have to go through a lot of that later on.
All right, Joe. Continue to cover all that with Travis. God bless. We'll talk to you again tonight on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central.
Thank you.
All right, look at these Drudge Report headlines. Obama refers to himself 76 times in speech. Best gun salesman on the planet. Arms ban for some Social Security beneficiaries. Doctors can report mentally ill patients. The FBI under new rule. New rule, not a law, just a rule. I mean, this is actually happening. This is crazy. This is out of control. But again, it's lawless. It's only going to wake people up faster. Congress is illegitimate with a 9% approval rating. They want to start a race war with Black Lives Matter. It's on record. They want to start civil unrest. They want to start the Patriots blowing stuff up or shooting people or doing things they can demonize. And then false flag us. We've got to be there to expose it. Just realize, I can look at the tea leaves here. Anybody can look at the angles. We're winning on a lot of fronts because the enemy's being exposed. Really good things are happening right now. At a sick level, I almost wish Trump didn't get elected and Hillary did. It'd really be over then. But no, she'd be too dangerous. I like Trump. The problem is they may blame the imploding economy on him or Rand Paul or whoever. Now, there's a lot of other news coming up with David Knight on the other side of this break. He's locked and loaded. like a top stallion in the gates for 3 hours waiting. So we're going to unleash the Kraken in 3 minutes. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. We're back to Austin in a few hours, and I should be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I was trained in firearms. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Jakari Jackson in this fourth hour of the Alex Jones broadcast. And I wanted to tell Alex this. I'm sure he'll hear this, but he's been proven right yet again. This is something that Kellen McBreen, who works here, gave me. And, of course, Alex has said many times that the chemicals in the water are changing the sex of the fish and other things. And so he's been ridiculed about that by Rachel Maddow, Chris Hayes, others at MSNBC and elsewhere, distorting his comments. Well, this is something that was put out by Science Magazine on January the 4th. And it referenced back to an article from the Washington Post on December 30th. And yes, they have male basses are experiencing unwanted sex changes. Okay, they say male bass are experiencing unwanted sex changes apparently due to chemical soups that pass for waterways in the Northeast. They say 85% of smallmouth bass surveyed in the region have characteristics of the opposite sex. In other words, they have eggs where their testes should be. They say 27% of the largemouth bass have that problem. I'm having difficulty talking about
it's
bass.
It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so, and of course, what is it that's causing this with them? Well, it's the same stuff that we're exposed to, right? They say it's a problem everywhere. It's coming from birth control pills, from pesticides, from hormones and livestock manure, other chemical-heavy products, and, of course, it's also the BPA. The plastics that are in the water. The Washington Post story breaks it down and says, hey, this isn't limited just to these urban areas. It's not just the metrosexual bass, I guess you could call them. Okay, this is also happening in rural areas, but it's also happening in Japan. And they say that studies have been done there on Madaka fish, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. They say that species reproduces very quickly, so they like to use them in tests because they reproduce more quickly than the smallmouth bass do. That's the issue, though. Okay. And so when Rachel Maddow starts making fun of Alex Jones for that, we need to have her check and see if Chris Hayes is ovulating. Because, you know, that's essentially where this is all going. All right, enough of that. Let's go to what's happening with Obama and the executive orders. And we're going to play some clips. We're going to show you some statistics. We've got a chart that is set up here. You think that there's not any background checks? Yeah, there's a lot of background checks being made. But first of all, let's talk about executive orders. And I want to give you a little bit of a background about this. We hear people talking about Obama's executive orders. He's not the first person to do this, of course. And he's not the person who has done the most. Of course, FDR did over 3,500 executive orders. And some of them were major executive orders. He was really reconfiguring the country in a way that Obama hopes to do as well. Things like gold prohibition. FDR did that just by executive order. He said, I'm going to prohibit gold. And I remember Mencken, who was a commentator, H.O. Mencken, said, well, you know, a year ago, if I had a flask of whiskey in my pocket, I was violating the law, but the gold coin that I had was okay. Now, this year, it's gone the other way around. They got rid of alcohol prohibition, and then they prohibited gold. He also did, by executive order, Japanese and German concentration camps here in America. That was an executive order. He also created the Export-Import Bank that we're still suffering under. We had Lincoln, you know, going back to that. The Emancipation Proclamation, for example, was an executive order. Now, you may say that's a good thing, but we have to understand that was a gimmick. It actually freed no one. It listed the states that were still in rebellion and freed the slaves that were there, even though there were some states, border states and others, that still had slavery. General Ulysses Grant, kept his slaves until they were outlawed after the war with the 14th Amendment, with some states specifically outlawing it even before the 14th Amendment. But Abraham Lincoln didn't free a single slave. But what he did do was he did repeal habeas corpus by executive order. We have Bill Clinton. He waged the Kosovo War with executive order. We have George W. Bush. He stopped all public access to presidential information. And that was overturned by Obama when he took order. But what is the parameters where they can stop executive order? Truman hit the limit, okay? Truman went to try to nationalize the steel mills. Now, they were in the middle of a labor dispute. It was a Korean War, and he was concerned about the source of steel being shut down. So when he couldn't get them to work together, the labor unions and the people who owned the steel mills, he said, well, we're just going to take over the steel mills. And the steel mill owners immediately sued, and that resulted in a Supreme Court case, the Youngstown decision. And this is what one of the justices said. He said, well, they overturned that decision because they said, you don't really have the power to do that. You don't have the power to just be a dictator. And they said, here's the three tests. Number one, the president acts with most authority. And this is written in the majority opinion by the Supreme Court Justice Robert H. Jackson. He said the president acts with the most authority when he has the express or implied consent of Congress. Is that the case right here? We're going to play a clip for you. Let's play this clip of Obama's press secretary, Josh Earnest, talking about why Obama did this executive order on guns.
I would anticipate that the president will have an announcement quite soon where he will discuss some steps that his administration has concluded and that he has concluded are within his executive authority that would keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. And there are common sense steps that he can take using his authority that do not undermine the constitutional rights of law-abiding Americans. But we have to do something in this country to address the consequences of Congress's failure to act. And look, there are more than 30,000 Americans who die every year as a result of a gun.
Okay, let's hold it right there. That's the key thing. You've heard this before. We've all heard this before, right, Jakari? The president has to do something because Congress doesn't want to, okay? Congress has blocked what he wants to have happen. Well, the president, the Supreme Court said, back in the Youngstown decision, said the president has the most authority when he has the express or implied consent of Congress. He is clearly acting against their direct wishes. They say he has uncertain authority if they've been silent. And, of course, it was kind of interesting. He called it a zone of twilight. Not the twilight zone, because this is the 50s. This is before the series. But, yeah, we are entering the twilight zone because we've got a president who, according to the Supreme Court decision, says has the least authority when he's doing things that are incompatible with the express or implied will of Congress. Such an act, wrote Justice Jackson, threatens the equilibrium established by our constitutional system. Yes, he becomes a dictator, doesn't he, Jakari Jackson?
Well, you know, we were watching these clips of the president, and he's, you know, listing all the victims and all the shootings and all this. He didn't mention Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. He doesn't mention the people that are killed by the cartels being armed. He doesn't mention the people who are being killed by ISIS and Al-Qaeda who were dropping grenades and giving funding to. He doesn't mention the people who are killed when drone strikes and jets blow up hospitals and wedding parties. He doesn't mention anything about these people. And even when he was mentioning Chicago at the end of his speech, he kind of glossed over throughout Chicago. He didn't mention that Chicago was a gun-free zone.
Oh, yeah, the airport.
Yeah, and in the city of Chicago now, they're saying that the police officers at the airport are supposed to run away from the active shooter, not actually engage the active shooter.
And these are not rent-a-cops. These are not TSA. These are sworn law officers, okay? Yeah. They have police uniforms, police badges. I mean, they're legitimate cops. But they take away their guns because they want the airport to be a gun-free zone. How's that going to work when you got a couple of guys drive up with AK-47s and hand grenades like they did at that church in South Africa and just start spraying and hurling grenades? I mean, you had one guy in that church. They knew it was a gun-free zone. They knew it was a liberal church. They knew it had over 1,000 people in it, so they were going to attack it. And they went into that church, and they didn't realize that that day one guy was visiting with a concealed carry permit. He wasn't even a member of that church. And with a small revolver with only 5 shots, and he was all the way across the church open area there where they came in. He got down on a knee, took a couple of shots. I'm never going to hit him from here. Went around the backside, took another couple of shots. They thought there were multiple shooters. He had hit one of them with that shot all the way catty corner across the sanctuary, the auditorium or whatever. And they fled. And they said after they had the truth and reconciliation, after everything came together in South Africa, they said their intention was to kill everyone in that church. And they killed quite a few people because they threw hand grenades in first and started spraying the crowd.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what's going to happen at the airport if somebody gets serious about this, because even the police, they're telling, run and hide because we're not going to let you protect yourself or protect others.
And, I mean, all this, quote, reasonable, you know, regulations that he's pushing through, you know, all the background checks. Can we have that background check graphic, guys, so we can show the people? And we'll read this for the people who are listening on the radio. We heard consistently, you know, there's not enough background checks going on. If you go to Infowars.com/show, you can see the totals of background checks in 2014 to 2015. In just one state in 2014, Kentucky had 2.5 million background checks. This year, Kentucky had 3.2 million, with a grand total for the nation of 23 million, about 23 million background checks. And that's all 50 states for the year of 2015.
And, of course, we just had the Attorney General in Virginia say that they're not going to recognize concealed carry permits from all these different states. Kentucky was one of them. And he said, we're not going to recognize, because we don't think that they do it stringently enough. They do all the checks on their concealed carry people on a monthly basis. They make sure that they still haven't committed a crime, that they're not under indictment, et cetera, that they're not under protection orders for domestic violence, all these different things that they look for, all the stuff that Virginia looks for, but they do it on a monthly basis. So this is something that is a full court press. We've got people in New York We got two women who are legislators there in the state house that have, in both the Senate and the General Assembly, have come up with a law to limit the amount of ammunition you can buy. But, of course, that's already failed. They already tried and failed to do that in the New York SAFE Act. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Jakari Jackson. We'll break down this massive attack on your freedoms and why everyone should be concerned about this, even if you don't like guns, even if you're afraid of them. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Jakari Jackson. We're going to break down some of the details, a little bit more detail, about what Obama is proposing and some of the reactions against it and our comments about it. Before we do, real quickly, I want to thank everybody who supported InfoWars, buying our products, especially over the holidays. I hope you had a happy holiday. And we offer these specials to you both before Christmas and now after Christmas as a way of saying thank you. It is something that Alex chose to do the way he chose to fund the organization, is to not be beholden to outside advertisers, but to offer something to our customers, to our listeners, that would be a win-win situation, something that will help you with your health, done at a good price. And then frequently he does these specials to give you an added bonus here. And we've got 15% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Just use the promo code 2016. That's everything. Everything at the store. Not just our health items, which is very important for you to get off on a right foot at the beginning of the new year. Everybody's got resolutions. They want to get healthier. That's our most important thing. If you don't have your health, you can't do anything. So to help you with that, we have a resolution pack, Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, the all-in-one cleansing formula, Deep Cleanse, and Secret 12. That's a vitamin B12 formulation, all in that resolution pack. That is also 15% off as part of this sale. That's going to go through just to the end of this week. But we also have things like the InfoWars Solar Base Station Power Supply, 15% off. Hillary for Prison t-shirts, 15% off. So everything at the site, 15% off. Thank you for supporting us, and we hope that this is going to be a win-win situation for everybody. We offer these kind of discounts, and it's the way we finance and run this organization. All right, Jakari, as we're looking at this, one of the things that really, I guess today as I'm looking at all the rhetoric, that really stuck out to me is this continual mantra about the gun lobby this, the gun lobby that, the gun lobby this. And I'm looking at that, and I think, you know what? What is the gun lobby? Well, the gun lobby is things like the NRA or Gun Owners of America or individuals, okay, who are supporting them, all right? It's really democracy in action. Because we've got in the marketplace, as you're just looking at all this explosion of background checks, we know that Obama has sold more guns than anybody else. Okay?
Yes.
The world's best gun salesman.
Yes.
People are voting with their pocketbook in the marketplace. They say, we want guns.
And that's the thing, David, because we always hear 9 out of 10 Americans want, you know, fewer guns on the street. They want more background checks.
That's not true.
I don't see that because every year, every Black Friday, every Christmas, every whatever, people go out and buy guns. It's record numbers. You can see the FBI's own numbers for that.
And it's new gun owners.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that as gun ownership expands and in the areas where we have it, we've mentioned this so many times, but I'll say it one more time. When people have guns, crime goes down, and we've seen that many, many times. So people are speaking out in the marketplace, and they're making their choices. They're voting in the marketplace. They're also voting with their dollars in the marketplace of ideas. That's why you have an organization like the NRA or an organization like Gun Owners of America. It's because people are voting with their dollars to support them to go try to maintain their freedom. And the opposite of that is instead of the people speaking, you've got one guy at the top, Obama, who wants to be a dictator. Okay, so his dictates should override what our elected representatives want to do in Congress. It should override our wishes in the marketplace. It should override our wishes in the marketplace of ideas when we support these organizations. So when they say the gun lobby this, the gun lobby that, just understand they don't like the fact that you have a say in this. They want Obama to be the only one who has a say in this.
Yes, and one of the things that he's has to say about, he's talking about the smart guns, guys, if we can ready clip number 3. And he wants to have fingerprint activation and also GPS tracking. Now, on the surface, for this reasonable gun control, people say, well, why don't you want to have a smart gun that has a fingerprint scanner? A child won't be able to use it. I did a story a couple years back called Smart Guns Endanger Children. And this is it was all about children using guns when they're home alone. You know, a 12-year-old girl in Oklahoma back in 2012, some guy breaks into the house. He pulls out the gun that was in her mother's name, but she knew how to use it, opened fire and shot the intruder. A young boy in Houston, 15 years old, pulled out his father's AR-15, shot the intruder. Daddy wasn't home. The boy is able to protect himself.
And, of course, as you well know, Jakari, the more safeties you got on a gun, the more likely it is in a pressure situation where somebody's got the drop on you that you're not going to be able to use it to protect yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So it's one more thing that can go wrong, one more step that you have to take in a vital situation. There was a recent, just happened over the holidays, an armed robber comes up behind a guy and says, sticks a gun in his back and says, turn around and empty your pockets.
Well, the guy had a gun in his pocket, so he did empty his pocket. It's kind of like, it's kind of like the True Grit, you know, where he says, fill your hands, you son of a gun. Right? So he turned around, had a gun in his hand, and he killed the guy.
Yes.
Now, that's going to be counted as a death by firearm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a problem? I mean, this guy, maybe he, you know, he wouldn't have killed this individual he was robbing. Maybe he would have robbed many, many other people
yes.
with an armed robbery. And eventually somebody would have done something that didn't have a gun. He probably would have killed them. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Jakari Jackson. Talk about this gun control by executive fiat.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Poets tell how fond you fell.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Jakari Jackson. We're taking a look at Obama's moves on gun control. And quite frankly, regardless of where you are on gun control, I think you should be very concerned about the fact that we have a, I would call it a rump Congress, because they're nothing but a little stump of what it should be. They've abdicated all their power to both the president and to these bureaucracies, which, as we see every week, we have another massive power grab by some bureaucracy, whether it's the FAA telling people you got to register your half-pound up drones or get
paper airplanes.
Yeah, exactly. Register your paper airplane, or you're going to get fined $27,500. Or you've got the EPA saying, we now control all water. And they come after a guy in Montana with 8 acres who builds this little pond inside of his property for his livestock and his kids and say, $37,000 a day fine. That's something that's still about to roll out. So every day we see these kinds of outrages, these kinds of power grabs, over-the-top, unconstitutional actions by these government bureaucracies. And this happens because Congress has abdicated its power to these bureaucracies. They're all these little fiefdoms looking to expand their power base, and there are no checks on them. They have become legislatures, they have become their own police, and their own courts, because in most cases they do these as civil actions, so you don't have a day in court. In many cases, they just assess you the fine, they take your money, like that not registering your paper airplane, okay? They can fine you $27,000. You don't get a day in court, okay? They don't charge you. It's like civil asset forfeiture under the drug war. They don't charge you with a crime. They don't find you guilty. They just take your property. Just take your money. And so that's what we're seeing over and over again. And that's the key part of this. This is the tactic that Obama is using to say, well, these are just going to be rules, okay? This is legislation without representation. Let's understand it. It's gotten to that point that we need to understand this is not only legislation without representation, we're back to taxation without representation when they can assess these fines as civil penalties and you don't get a day in court. So it's very, very dangerous. But let's go to this particular clip on smart guns, Jakari.
Yes, let's go ahead and roll the clip. It's Obama talking about smart guns and how he wants to have fingerprint activation to use a firearm.
We're going to boost gun safety technology. Now, today, many gun injuries and deaths are the result of legal guns that were stolen or misused or discharged accidentally. In 2013 alone, more than 500 people lost their lives to gun accidents, and that includes 30 children younger than 5 years old. Now, in the greatest, most technologically advanced nation on earth, there is no reason for this. We need to develop new technologies that make guns safer. If we can set it up so you can't unlock your phone unless you got the right fingerprint, why can't we do the same thing for our guns?
Yeah, great. Let's treat everybody as if they're a convicted drunk driver and they've got to pass a breathalyzer test to turn on their car.
That can help us find a missing tablet, which happens to me often, the older I get. If we can do it for your iPad, there's no reason we can't do it with a stolen gun. If a child can't open a bottle of aspirin.
Yeah, let's go ahead and stop the clip there. Yeah, when he's talking about GPS tracking, it's like, hey, sometimes I lose my iPad and I need GPS tracking to find it. It's like, oh, yeah, where did I put that 38? I can't find it. Let me.
And that's one thing
that's not what
the Attorney General was talking about before he went out. He said, well, let's have some type of bracelet or some other thing to where people can't use the gun unless they're right there. And I mean, it's going to happen, you know, if they make this nationwide, it's going to happen. An officer is going to reach for his gun. He's going to have some gloves on or some other thing, and he's not going to use his pistol.
Oh, technology never fails, Jakari.
Never fails. Just like the smart car never gets you a ticket or anything.
That's right. Look, we understand where this is going. We know one of our big concerns about the government-controlled robot cars, and let's just understand that it's going to be the government that's going to be controlling them. They can shut down your transportation just like that. With this, they'll be able to track you anywhere they want. They'll be able to turn off your guns remotely. And not just the government. Hackers will be able to mess with your guns, okay, and turn them off. And it is another level of safety. But this is something they're really going to push. Listen to what he said in his this is the White House talking about what they're going to do. He says they're going to review the availability of smart gun technology on a regular basis. They're going to explore potential ways to further its use and development to more broadly improve gun safety. Well, they're going to embark on a research program to come up with this stuff and then force you to use that. They're also going to set up an Internet Investigation Center to track illegal online firearms tracking. And, of course, they're moving some of this power, Jakari, from the FBI to the ATF. Background checks, they're moving some of that to the ATF. Mm-hmm. This Internet Investigation Center, another agency to spy on you on the Internet, okay, without a search warrant, they're going to be transferring that to the ATF instead of the FBI. I guess the FBI is a little bit too concerned about the Constitution. They don't have that problem with the ATF.
Yeah, I guess that's a good way to put it. Now, there's another thing that he talked about in clip number two, guys, if we can get that ready. When he's talking about gun trust, you may recall, David, Jill Biggs and myself, we did that report We went out to the Silencer shop here in Austin, Texas, and one of the things that they were talking about you could use a trust to have multiple people use a silent or suppressor. You know, they call it silencer, but it's really a suppressor. It makes the gun hearing safe. It can also help, you know, somebody with their accuracy. Mm-hmm. And people complain about the suppressors. I'm like, all these people will complain about getting shot by somebody. Don't you want the person to be more accurate and actually hit the bad guy, hit the target? And if a suppressor can help you do that, what's the argument against that? That's common sense to me.
Yeah.
Make the gun more accurate. That's common sense to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, ammunition law that was put in out in, they're trying to float this out in New York. The two women who did this in the state house and the state senate, they wanted to limit your ammunition purchases to twice the capacity of your firearm during a 3-month period. So if they do that, if they were successful in doing that, that would mean that you would not be able to practice with it so that you had real gun control. Okay.
Yeah.
So that you could really hit
gun
what
control
you're
is using both hands.
That's right. That's right. And of course, they point out that this has already failed. They had a provision for that in the SAFE Act that was passed in New York State. And they were very embarrassed when Governor Cuomo realized that he didn't have any way to implement that. And then it was also overturned in federal district court in New York. They said it was unconstitutional to regulate how many rounds a person could have. But that doesn't faze Roxanne and Joanne, the two legislators who are pushing this thing. They're going to still try to do that again. And understand, they are going to try to control ammunition. He doesn't talk about that, but that's one of the key things. Because if they can get a hold of your ammunition, then your gun becomes a club.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and run that clip about targeting the gun trust.
We're also expanding background checks to cover violent criminals who try to buy some of the most dangerous firearms by hiding behind trusts and corporations and various cutouts. We're also taking steps to make the background check system more efficient. Under the guidance of Jim Comey and the FBI and our deputy director, Tom Brandon at ATF, we're going to hire more folks to process applications faster, and we're going to bring an outdated background check system into the 21st century.
So there you go. Let's get rid of the gun trust. And as you said, David, you know, some violent felon isn't going to go through the process of trying to get into a trust in the first place.
That's right. That's right. It's a very, you know, I mean, really, are the typical street criminals, are they going to go through all the hassle of trying to set up a gun trust? That's the absurdity of all of this stuff.
Yes.
The fact that if you're going to be engaged in a criminal activity, the last thing you're going to do is go buy a gun at a retail facility, okay? And if they're going to crack down on that, I can just imagine that the armed robbers and the armed terrorists are going to say, you know, well, we're going to have to put off our heist here, or we're going to have to put off the terrorist event because they were out of ammunition at Walmart, or, you know, they were out of AK-47s or whatever. I mean, they don't use that. They're going to go through the black market, and the black market is going to be there. If we haven't learned anything from the war on drugs, can't we learn something from alcohol prohibition? And that is, when you prohibit something, you have a vibrant black market, okay? We have more access to drugs because of prohibition. I've talked to Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, that organization, LEAP. They pointed that out. It's like it actually makes it more readily available. It increases the virility of whatever it is that you're trying to outlaw. So you're going to have much more dangerous forms of guns that are going to be more widely available as you continue to crack down on this.
Yeah, and as far as we're talking about prohibition, go talk to a high school senior. It's easier for them to get some illegal drugs than it is to get a can of beer.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. That's the whole point. So if we can learn anything from this, can't we learn that prohibition is going to backfire on us? And that's what the people who are pushing for gun control need to understand that. They also need to understand that if you're going to support a process by which we have these agencies do whatever they wish, where the president can do whatever he wishes as a dictator, there's going to be somebody coming along eventually that you're not going to be happy with. And unfortunately, that's one of the reasons why the opposition party never shuts this down. The Democrats don't shut down a Republican when he makes bad executive orders, and the Republicans don't shut down Obama because they want that power themselves. And that ought to, scare you more than the idea that your neighbor has a gun. That really ought to scare you a lot more than that.
Absolutely. Now let's play the next clip. Let's go to clip number one, guys. And this is Obama saying anyone in the business of selling firearms must get a license and perform a background check. Now this troubles me, David, because just as Kit was saying today when he was talking to Alex, That means if I sold you a firearm, you know, am I a licensed dealer? No, but I have the right as a United States citizen to sell you a firearm without any type of background check or having a license. Now, Obama referenced people selling firearms over the internet, FFL dealers, without any type of background checks. And my understanding, that's illegal activity for a FFL dealer to do that. But as private individuals, private citizens, we can perform a transaction right now if we wanted to.
Well, if you're buying something over the internet, yeah, you can buy a gun over the internet. It has to be shipped to an FFL dealer. Yes. And he's going to do the same process on you as if you were buying it in his store. He will charge you a flat fee. Most cases around here is like $25 or whatever. He'll charge you that $25 over the price of what you paid for the gun on the internet. But it is coming through him. He's doing all the process as if he was selling you a gun retail. Yeah. So when they talk about they're going to set up this internet snitching agency and run it underneath the ATF, I mean, none of this stuff. None of these measures are relevant to any of the so-called situations that they've had. Okay, they say this is a reaction to this, are going to stop this from happening. It's not going to make any difference whatsoever, not to any of these specific cases. And he's doing this even though, as Kip Daniels pointed out, only 2% of the people support gun control as a top issue. I mean, just recently there was another poll. I believe it was 3% of the people in America saw climate change as a problem. So here's Obama. You know, he's going to go against 97 or 98% of the people constantly. And he's doing it, according to CNN, because he's gone through an emotional evolution. On one issue, they say, he gets into this deeply personally. And that's the way they're selling this tearful
Let's cry for all the people in Syria and Yemen and Mexico that lost their lives because of your policies. Let's go ahead and run this clip from President Obama.
Anybody in the business of selling firearms must get a license and conduct background checks or be subject to criminal prosecutions.
Nothing is changing. Yeah, I know. I guess people don't know that that's the law already.
It doesn't matter whether you're doing it over the internet or at a gun show. It's not where you do it, but what you do.
And once again, they keep talking about this gun show loophole. I've purchased firearms at gun shows every single time I've gone through a background check.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a mass of people who don't understand that last year we had 23 million background checks performed. They hear the speeches like this. They think everybody who goes to a gun show or any place else just goes in there, hands the guy, you know, a couple hundred bucks and walks out with a firearm. Those people, they know that they have, you know, ATF and other guys who come into those facilities looking for those type of situations. Those guys at gun shows are very stringent. They want to check your ID. They call the FBI, the NICS system, whatever they have to do to make sure to verify your identity before they hand you that firearm.
Yeah, when I've been to gun shows, they've actually been more concerned about that kind of stuff than the people in the gun stores because, as you pointed out, they know there are people going around and trying to set them up for something. So that's clearly the case. Now, you know, it's just, I don't know. As we look at this, one of the things that people were concerned about was that he was going to outlaw a private sale transaction. In other words, you and I, you sell a gun to me or vice versa. They're saying that this does not cover that. That's what they're currently saying right now. But, of course, he can easily change. He's establishing the precedent that he can do whatever he wishes, regardless of what our elected representatives say, regardless of the will of the people, regardless of the Constitution that protects our individual rights. He can override any of this. So he's establishing a precedent, establishing a principle on this particular issue that he can do whatever he wishes because he's not happy with the Constitution or with Congress or with our wishes as a people.
Yeah, even if that's not what the president is saying in this particular instance, we've seen multiple politicians from around the country in various offices saying that they would have, you have to go through a background check to sell a firearm to your son. You know, if you wanted to sell Travis a gun, you would have to go through some type of background check. So even if that's not what Obama's pushing right here, we also see several politicians who are ready to jump on that train.
Exactly. And when we're looking at the gun trust issue, again, that is a complicated legal structure that people will go through so that you can have multiple people using this, typically in a family, that are using this particular firearm. So they can't play this game of the gun is in this guy's hand. as opposed to your hand. So they're going through a very detailed, very complicated structure here that still doesn't change anything about the way the gun is bought. You still have background checks regardless of whether it's going to be registered to one individual or whether it's being registered to a gun trust. It is still going through those background checks.
Yeah, and that's the thing I don't think people understand. You know, they hear the rhetoric, but they just don't understand. They are concerned. I believe there are plenty of people out there who are legitimately concerned about the gun violence in this country. And like I said, I don't like to see the gun violence either, but people need to understand when you see these statistics of, you know, X number of people died in 2015. Those include suicide. People commit suicide by jumping in front of trains, jumping off buildings.
Oh, yeah.
A guy died accidentally, I believe in San Diego, taking a selfie. Are you going to outlaw a lot of people from taking selfies? Absolutely not. Also, people commit suicide. They commit suicide. They get shot by police officers. Mm-hmm. How many officer shootings, whether they be justified or unjustified, fall into that category as well? So when you see this all-consuming number, people just automatically assume they're all school shootings or they're all other things. No, sometimes it's a store clerk shooting a robber who comes into their establishment.
Let's talk about this other aspect of this, and of course that is the snitch society that we're creating here in the United States, Snitches of America. We've seen this happen with CISA recently. They tried several times to pass different acts. They had ACTA, PIPA, they had CISPA. Several different times they went through, they took off the P in CISPA, and now it is now CISA. Exactly the same thing. The P was about protection. And what were they doing with protection? They haven't removed the protection. The whole point of CISPA and the whole point of CISA, which is now passed, is to remove legal liability from people who snitch on you, corporations who do that. They want to actively encourage that. Now they want to actively encourage all medical professionals to snitch on you. You have to look at this as not about gun confiscation. This is about privacy confiscation. It's about confiscating your consent. And they're also coming after the baby boomers. This is Gun Control for Baby Boomers. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Jakari Jackson, we're going through the Obama dictates about guns. We've got one more section we're going to cover here. Before we do, I just want to remind you that we have extended the special 15% off through the end of this week. Everything at InfoWarsStore.com. That's not only our health products, but things like the Hillary for Prison t-shirt, things like the InfoWars solar base station power supply. That's a huge discount off of that large ticket item. And again, that is something that is has an excellent battery in it. It's a solar power collector as well as a battery and a converter to power your devices. 1,500 watts of continuous power, 3,000 watts of peak power. It will last up to 8 times longer than a typical battery unit. It's a lithium iron phosphate battery, and that's where you separate the quality of these solar power supplies. Again, 15% off. Everything at the InfoWars store. Use the promo code 2016. That's going to run through this Friday. Thank you so much for supporting us, and that is our thanks to you to extend this discount. Now, Jakari, as we were talking just before we went to break, they're going to essentially come after our privacy. They're going to come after our consent. In the 1993 Brady Law, it prohibited gun ownership by individuals who had been involuntarily committed, who had been found incompetent to stand trial, who were deemed by court to be dangerous to themselves or others, that type of thing. But it prohibited doctors and other healthcare providers from violating the confidentiality of doctor-patient relationships. But, of course, nothing is confidential anymore. They have absolutely nothing but contempt for our consent, contempt for our privacy. And that's what we see now in this new law. Just like they did with the CISPA Act, they encouraged corporations that are dealing with your information online, like Google or whatever, any corporation that has that, they say, don't worry, we're going to protect you from liability when you violate somebody's proper privacy. We're going to say, well, you're just turning over your information. You're not turning over Jakari's information, okay? He gave you consent to collect that, so it belongs to you. We don't need a search warrant for it, and they can't sue you if you give us information on that. So be a snitch.
Yes, and we have the article from Kit Daniels today. Americans critical of the government can use their gun rights due to executive order. And this is exactly what you're talking about, David. If you go to see your healthcare professional, and maybe you're just talking, maybe you fell off your bike, right? You hurt your leg, and they just ask you, what do you think about the government? You say, well, I don't like the NSA spying on me. Well, that's the oppositional defiant disorder. And by the DSM, they say that that is a mental disorder. And now you can
I've got that in spades. I haven't been to a, I haven't been to a psychologist and been officially diagnosed with ODD, and you know they crafted that acronym to call us odd, right? Okay, but it's anybody who doesn't like out-of-control authority, okay? Or I guess you should say what I don't like are people who act as if they have authority when they don't have authority. And that's what we're seeing here with these gun control edicts from Obama. He has gone beyond the authority that he has. I mean, the king of this country, let's put it this way, the king of this country is the Constitution. Lex Rex, okay, is the Latin phrase for that. These guys are nothing but temporary stewards, but they're acting as if they're the kings. They're acting as if they're dictators. They can do anything that they want, and they have completely subverted the constitutional republic that we have here.
But they're constitutional lawyers, David. They know how to interpret
it. And he knows exactly what he's doing. That's right. He knows exactly. Now, Kit Daniels put up an article just now, came in and gave this to us. Obama bans himself from buying guns? Question mark. Shrink had suggested that the president himself may be mentally ill. So all he needs is just one individual to flag him like that with an opinion, then he couldn't get guns. But he doesn't need guns, Jakari. He's got an army of people
to
protect them. Yeah, that's right.
It's kind of like, you know, the old mafia does. They don't carry the gun because they got, you know, 20 guys standing behind them.
That's right, yeah. So he doesn't need them, and he's not going to let you protect yourself from criminals or from the government if need be. So that's what this is all about. Thanks for joining us. That's the end of our broadcast. Join us again tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com.